Reverend daughter came up from Oakland town with her high priest and her coven, who had good jobs all around. Now where to find a stretch of land and a good big house they're in? Enough to hold them every one. Where else but Marin? The day that they were moving in, a welcome wagon came. 'Twas a guru in a nightshirt and a wealthy local dame. They murmured, "Groovy, what's your sign?" "Not now," the priestess said. "Will you help me carry this freezer in?" The couple turned and fled. Ooh, ooh, physical labor. Ooh, ick, ick, sweat. Next week the priest went shopping, and he came back with a steer, alive and well and mooing. The neighbor said, "My dear, is this organic lawn control?" "Hell no," the priest did say, "it's our summer solstice sacrifice." The neighbors ran away. Well, the summer solstice ox roast was a blast you couldn't beat. The common ate and drank and danced till they passed out on their feet. The uninvited neighbors grumbled where they think they are. The nudity and drugs are fine, but that dancing goes too far. So the neighbors got together and they said, "These freaks must go. They must be smoking Mary Jane. We'll tell the sheriff so. We'll hide our coke and call the law. But first we'll warn them fair. We'll burn a hot tub on their lawn to chase them out of there." So the earth's fire-breathing daughter sent a message to the town. "If you don't leave me and mine alone, I'll shake your playhouse down." The neighbors sneered, "Ooh, how uptight, how superstitious too." And then they hollered for the law, as liberals always do. The sheriff of Laidback County and all his laidback men went rolling up the Coven's Hill, but they never rolled back again. For the hill did shake and the earth did quake in a mudslide thundered down. One police car model stereo jack was all that anyone found. There is a house in the earthquake, it has no neighbors anymore. But late at night, when the moon is bright, there's a fire on the hill, and the sound of pipes and laughter where the coven dances still.